keep in mind, the state of being one, whole or totally combining all, the key word is all, its part, that's your part, into one. Now, this next few nights, amen, if we can get unity to flow throughout this building, we'll have something infectious. We'll have something, amen. We'll have something, and I want you to, the state of being one. We're not one church here, one church here, and one church back there. We've gathered together tonight, amen, and this camp meeting, this sixth annual camp meeting, amen, to the unity. That's the sign said unity of the Spirit. We've came to be together as one. We all don't like the same vehicle. We all don't like the same bologna sandwich. We're not all going to agree on everything, but we can still come together, put your part in, amen, and be as one. Amen. Worship together. Amen. I thought, listen, the book of Psalms, 133rd chapter, or verse, chapter of the book of Psalms says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and it went down to the skirts of his garment. Amen. As the dew of Hermon said, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore. I'm talking about unity. How blessed it is for brethren, amen, to come together. Amen. How pleasant. Amen. We don't understand what we're missing, amen, when we're not together. Amen. We don't understand the power, amen, that we're lacking when we're not all together. Amen. I thought, you know, that these computers anymore, just bear with me a few minutes. These computers anymore, they time the cars just right. A few years ago, I bought a truck and it liked the gas. I began to think, hey, amen, I got son-in-laws that'll coach me right along. We probably might get a little better gas mileage if you put cold air intake on it. You put one of them fancy filters on there, it'll probably get a little better gas on it. I'm thinking, you're probably right. I put it on there. If you're going to put dual exhaust on it, not only will it sound better, but it'll get better gas mileage. It frees it up. You're probably right. So what do? I run up and put dual exhaust on it. I run up and put the air filters on there. I do all that to it, and I watch the gas mileage, and it stayed the same. You know why it stayed the same? It had a computer in there that when the air got colder, it adjusted the fuel intake. Come on, somebody help me. I'm going somewhere. Amen. I thought when I gave it more exhaust, amen, the computer compensated. Amen. And it adjusted for that. It knew how it wanted to run. Amen. It knew what it was designed to do. You wasn't going to change it because it was going to compensate for it. Used to, them old valves, and amen, you could adjust the valves. You could adjust the timing. Amen. But nowadays, you can't do that. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, listen, we get this thing in time just right. Amen. I thought it's unlimited what can happen. Amen. When we get it just right, amen. It doesn't matter, amen. Your part is as important as anybody else's part there is. Amen. Your part, amen. I thought when I read that, it's part into one. That got you. That got your part. Amen. So I thought tonight, amen, and I thought maybe I can prime you, amen, for the rest of the services. But I thought when the Lord lays it on your heart to do something, amen, that's your part. Amen. That's the part you need to play. Amen. That's the part that makes unity to come together. Amen. I thought, listen, when I begin to think about Moses, when I begin to think about unity, when Moses went up and, amen, and Israel was in a battle, and I thought, listen, And Moses went up on the mount and he began to raise his arms up. He said, I mean to go up, and he had the rod in his hand. And he raised his arms up. Amen. And as long as Moses' arms was up, Greg, amen, they was winning the battle. Come on, somebody help me just a few minutes. But just as sure, amen, as his arms begin to drop down, amen, they begin to suffer loss. They begin to lose the battle. Amen. I thought the victory wasn't theirs anymore. Amen. But you know what? They were some men. Amen. Aaron and her. Amen. They begin to look around and they begin to pay. See, you got a part to play. You got to pay attention to your surroundings. You got to realize, hey, wait a minute. Amen. We might not be the ones standing there holding our arms up, but we got a part to play. We may not be the one playing the drums, or we may not be the one playing the guitar, but we got a part to play in this. We got something that we need to do. Amen. We've got something that we can do in this. Amen. And Aaron and her, they realized, amen, they was aware of their surroundings. Do you realize how come the devil gets in so easy? Amen. Is the children's not aware of their surroundings. They're not aware of what's, they're living in their own, somebody help me preach. They're living in their own little world most of the time. Amen. They're living in their own world. Amen. They're so consumed, amen, with their own life, their own problems, their own heartaches, amen, their own illnesses, amen, that they forget to look around, amen, and see the surroundings that's around them. And the next thing you know what, a little bit of division will slide right into the building. Amen. And it'll separate unity. Those that was one time together is no longer together. Amen. Why? Because of a little bit, amen, of unaware of the surrounding that's going on around them. But Aaron and her, amen, when they went over and they began to see that the battle was being lost. Amen. They went over, amen, and they raised on each side of him. And they began to raise up the hands. Amen. You know what? And Israel began to win the battle. Amen. Listen, Moses can't do it all by itself. I can't do it. Bruce can't do it. Chris can't do it. You can't do it. Amen. It takes every one of us. It takes every one of us to do this. We've all got to be together. We all have to have unity. I begin to think, amen, with unity, how many knows the battle is ours? When there's unity, there's not an obstacle that you can't overcome. I believe that. You can lose a sister, and with unity, you can overcome. You can lose a mother, you can lose a father. With there's unity and those that are supporting you, those that are around you, amen, you can overcome. You can get through. But it takes everybody. It takes everybody, amen. I begin to think, amen, what unity will do. I begin to think on Gideon. Gideon had an army that was massive in size, but apparently wasn't all together. The Lord began to instruct Gideon to go down. And you know the story. The Lord began to instruct him to go down. Amen. And he told him, as you go down through the story, and he told him, said, if you can find 300 men. He found 300 men. Said, those that kneel down, amen, and lap water like a dog. Huh? Amen. Come on, we got to get together on this, church. Amen. I thought those that he said, if you can find them, amen, I'm going to show you the ones that I want to go into the battle. Amen. And he went down there, amen, and he found them. And he looked at those that they lapped the water like the dogs. Amen. And he took those 300. Corey took those 300. Amen. And he gave them some tools. Now, it wasn't tools of war like you might think. But he gave them some tools. See, you might not have what you think you need. But if you use what God's give you, it'll be exactly what God needs. Amen. It'll be exactly. Amen. They went down there. Amen. And I thought he found him 300 men. And he went down to them. It's a cracking real bad. Amen. Maybe the battery. I don't know. And it may just be me. It's tight. I know that. Woo. Amen. He found him 300 men that was aimed to go down there. Yeah. Amen. I can go away with that real quick. There we go. We'll get it. He went down there and he began to tell them. Amen. And they made such a cry. Huh? Amen. When he gave the sound. Amen. Not only he took 300 men, no doubt made it sound like 1,000. See, he went down against a bunch. Amen. I thought that there was way more in number. The Bible teaches it was way more than number than what Gideon had. Amen. But Gideon surrounded them. Amen. He surrounded them and with a cry. In other words, with a shout. Amen. With a glory, if you would. Amen. With a glory, if you would. I believe we got enough here in this building. Amen. That if we become as one. Amen. If we all cry as one. Amen. If we begin to sing. Amen. And praise God as one. Amen. I thought, I believe the enemy can tremble. Amen. That's around. I believe the battle will be ours. Amen. We got lost loved ones. Amen. That's needing delivered. Amen. There's drug addiction that's running rampant right here in Richmond. Amen. Right in Berea. Amen. They have all kinds of events here. Amen. They have all kinds of things that goes on. Amen. But ain't you glad tonight? Amen. That the Holy Ghost is in the building. Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. That the Holy Ghost is in the building. Amen. And if we get together, that we can win the battle. Talking about unity and what unity will do. The Bible teaches in one place, if 2 to 3 gather together in His name, it doesn't take 500. It doesn't take 1,000. I'm hoping that down the road we can fill this to maximum. I'd like to see the fire marshal come in and say, boys, we're going to have to reassess this. Come on, somebody help me. Huh? Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. There's too many empty seats for me. Huh? Yeah, there ain't that many empty seats, but there's, amen, one's too many. Huh? Amen, one's too many. Amen. If we can get in the unity of the Spirit of God. Amen. If we really get unity, amen, in our mind. Amen. What about 120 that gathered together in an upper room one time? The Bible said they was in one mind, one accord. Would you agree with me? They was within unity with one another. They was all together. They was all put together. Amen. They was all, amen, right there together, singing and praising. Amen. I don't know exactly what they was doing, amen, and how they was doing it. But I'll tell you this, they was together. Amen. They was together. Amen. The Lord, and I thought, listen, the Lord not only does that, amen, I'll give you some examples of unity, but I thought, listen what the 134th verse said. Bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord had made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Somebody ain't hearing me. Somebody ain't hearing me. Bless ye the Lord. Bless ye the Lord. It's not about me. Amen. It's not about the fairgrounds. Amen. It's not about the building. It's not about the snacks. Amen. It's all about God. Amen. It's all about lifting Him up. It's all about blessing His name. Amen. Wouldn't you want somebody to go off and say, I don't know what was going on over there. I don't know what they had over there this weekend. I didn't see no pool trucks nowhere, but man, did they have a crowd. Amen. I didn't see no big sign nowhere, but man, did they have music. Whoa, somebody help me just a few minutes. Amen. I'd like for somebody to take notice that something going on at the fairgrounds. Amen. That something's happening. Amen. They was 4, 5, 10. It doesn't matter how many churches. But they all come together. They all come together, amen, and begin to worship and praise a man named Jesus. They begin to lift him up above all other names. Amen. I believe when Brother Simon was singing, glory, 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 somebody touch me. I'm glad I've been touched. Has anybody been touched? Has anybody been touched? Has God touched you? Has God been good to you? Has God blessed you? Amen. Has God moved for you? Has God, amen, has God come to you in the wee hours of midnight? Amen. Has God been good to you? Amen. When you called upon him, was he faithful? When you talked to him, did he answer? Somebody help me just a few minutes. Amen. I'm talking about a mighty God, amen, that lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift him up. Amen. Lift him up. Amen. It's not about you and I. It's about him. Amen. He's touched me. He's moved on me. He's blessed me. Amen. My daughters, my son-in-laws, my grandchildren. Amen. They're with me tonight. Amen. They're right here with me. Amen. God's been good to me. God's been good to me. God's delivered me, amen, when I shouldn't be here. God said, I got a little more work for you to do, boy. Amen, when I shouldn't be able, amen, to take a breath. God's given me breath. Amen, listen, God's being good to me. God's been good to you. He's moved for you. He's blessed you. Amen. When you stood on the side of the road with nothing, amen, just an old curling iron in a Walmart bag, God's been good to you. God's been good to you. Amen. When your daughter was in trouble, amen, and needing a blessing from God, needing the doctors doing all they could do, God's been good to you. God's been good to us. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about the unity of the Spirit. Amen. We can't get anywhere if this side over here is thinking about one thing and this side's thinking about another thing. But I'm telling you what, if we'll come together, hey, hallelujah, if we'll come together, amen, and bless ye the Lord. Amen. Bless ye the Lord. Honey, don't lift up JB. Don't lift up Bruce. Don't lift up anybody else. Oh, but I'm talking about, somebody help me just a few minutes. Bless ye the Lord. Amen. Begin to praise him. Honey, when you get out of the cars, amen, in the morning, amen, tonight, when you're coming through the parking lot, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. They used to sing a song. It's all right. It's all right. Any way you fix it, Lord. You know what I learned? Hey, man, I learned a few years ago that it's not my plan. I learned a few years ago that it's not my will. I learned a few years ago, amen, that I'm just a servant. Amen, listen. And a servant's got to do what the master says to do. It ain't always going to satisfy you. Amen, but the Lord, amen, listen, we got to do what God wants us to do. Amen, listen, I'm telling you, it's about being in one with God. Amen, it's about being in unity with God. Amen, I believe a man can walk, amen, in a way that he's in one with God. Amen, when the Lord speaks to him. I believe when the Lord speaks to him, amen, that he'll hear his voice. Amen. I believe when the Lord speaks, that he won't have to say, huh? Amen. You ever get where somebody, huh? What? Did you say something? Amen. I'd like to be, amen, right with the Lord when he says, Jay. When he said, Jay, I'll say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Oh, just use me, Lord. Just use me. Amen. Here I am, Lord. Amen. You tell me God's been too good to me. God's been too good to me. Amen. Listen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. We all come together. You put your part in. You put your part in. Lola, you got a part to play. You got a part to play. Kathy, you got a part to play. You got a part to play, sis. Brother, you got a part to play. Amen. You got a part to play. Amen. It's not my show. Amen. It's not my circus. Amen. This is God's thing. Amen. This is God's. Amen. Listen, we got a part to play in this. We need to realize that I'm nothing more than a servant of God. Bless ye the Lord. Bless ye the Lord. Bless ye. Bless ye. Come on. Bless ye the Lord. Praise his holy name. Lift up his name. You need healing? Amen. He's the one that'll heal you. You need saving? He's the one that can save you. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? He's the one that can fill you up. Amen. Listen. Bless ye the Lord. I just can't get that out of my mind. Amen. Bless ye the Lord. Amen. I'm going to soon close. Y'all help me just a few minutes. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. As I begin to sit and think on this, if we can unite as one, all compressed as one, amen, what can be done this weekend? Brother Elvie Evans, if we can just, if we can come together, Judd, as one. If we can, boy, somebody would help me. If we can come together as one, I've been in this long enough. Clay Wagers, you know what? I've been in this long enough. Amen. I didn't fall off the truck yesterday. If we can come together as one, I'll tell you what'll happen. Amen. The Holy Ghost will fall. You hear what I said? I said the Holy Ghost will fall. The Holy Ghost will fall. If we'll come together and be as one, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will fall. I'm going to tell you what will come. The anointing will come if we all get together. Does anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Come on, church, you ain't acting like you know what I'm talking about. We come together as one. I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost will fall. The anointing will flow in this building from breast to breast. Amen. It'll be from the back and drift all the way up to the front. It'll be from the right side to the left side. It'll be from the left side to the back side. Amen. Listen, I tell you, the anointing will fall. Amen. Love. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, if we can all get in one mind, we all get in one accord, you know what's going to happen? Love's going to take over. Amen. Love's going to take over. Amen. You won't be looking around. You won't be wondering. Amen. Listen, love will take over. Come on, boys. Amen. Somebody praise him a while. If we get in one mind and one accord, amen, the Spirit will come into this building. And when the Spirit comes in to this building, you know what will happen? Amen, there'll be healing. Come on. Come on. Amen. You might say, no, that won't happen. Amen, the Bible said greater works than these because he goes to the Father. I'm telling you, you get the anointing in here. You get the anointing in this building. Amen. Love's going to take over. Amen. Listen, the Spirit, naturally. Amen. I'd like to see somebody pray through, wouldn't you? I'd like to see somebody get renewed. I'd like to see somebody charged back up. Amen. If the unity of the Spirit, we got to get together, folks. You got to be willing. Listen, you got to get out of the mindset. Oh, there's too many people here I don't know. I can't do this. Amen. I can't get up there. Amen. If God's bidding you to come up here, you can't sit back there. You hear what I said? If God's bidding you to come up here, you can't sit back there. Not and get in the unity of the Spirit of God. Oh, come on. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost is about to come in the building. Huh? Amen. I believe the Spirit of God. Amen. I believe in the Spirit of God. Does anybody believe in that? Shorty, stand up with me. There you go. If I can stand up, she can too. We rode together. We're going to stay together. When we work together, we raise two beautiful daughters. Somebody say amen. When we work together, amen, we got a little family, amen, that'll gather around the dinner table, amen, and begin to pray. Woo! Amen. Huh? Amen. But if she starts pulling one way and I start pulling another way, amen, my children, somebody help me just a little while. It's going to be a little while that my girls ain't going to want to go over there. My son-in-laws ain't going to want to come around. Oh, but there's unity in the house. Somebody help me just a few minutes. Spiritual healing and natural healing can take place. Does anybody believe in laying on hands? I ain't so convinced. I ain't so convinced. Anybody believe in laying on hands? Huh. You believe laying on hands? You believe laying on hands? You believe somebody get a hold of something from God? Amen. And lay your hand on you? Amen. And all of a sudden the pain run right out of your body? I believe in laying on hands. Amen. I believe in anointing oil. Amen. I believe in the Spirit of God. When we all come together, there's going to be a sound. There's going to be a sound. There's going to be a sound. You ever been in church just minding your own business and all of a sudden you hear a sound? Somebody got into the Spirit and there was a sound that come in. Woo! Come on. Some of y'all get ready to come up here and sing. I want to talk to you on unity. Come on, singers, get ready. The battle's yours. If you go home tonight defeated, it's because you failed to get in the unity of the Spirit of God. You don't know what load I'm going through, but I know the God I serve. Russell, I know the God that I'm able to serve that can move. Chelsea, y'all get ready. Is it all right to make an altar?